Welcome back to In Touch. This morning we're talking with the Big Idea Competition winners. Joining us now, Jacob Lux and Emily Smith. They are from Eureka High School, and they took second place for their big idea called Chores Are Us. Good morning, Jacob and Emily. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So tell us about your big idea.
Our big idea was to start a chores business where we go to area farmers and ranchers and we do their chores for them while they're gone.
And Jacob, how did you come up with this idea?
The way we came up with this idea is we had farmers in our area that wanted to get away from their ranches and operations but were unable to because of the responsibilities that they left at home. And we thought a good business idea would be to supply services while they are gone so they are able to take that opportunity.
So you definitely found a need for this?
Yeah, most definitely. We are a very agricultural-related community, and farmers and ranchers often find it hard to get away. So we found this business would be very feasible.
And Emily, you also had a little bit of help from a teacher as far as your idea.
We actually came up with this idea because there was an old teacher of ours who had kind of suggested the concept of chores business, I guess, when we were going to do a business project. So then we gave a survey to area farmers ranchers to see if it was a feasible idea and if they would like the idea, and the results were very positive. For marketing, I guess we decided we would advertise on radio stations in Aberdeen and Mulbridge, and we'd also put a 3x5 newspaper ad in our local newspapers and the Farm Forum, and we would have business cards available for our customers and also at stores. We would also hang banners in agricultural places like veterinary clinics, farm co-ops, and we would also have a website that advertises us.
And Jacob, you also had to give a presentation for the competition?
Yeah, we had to give a speech and an elevator pitch. The elevator pitch was 30 seconds, and we had to describe our business and how it would be run in that 30 seconds. And our speech, we could have a time limit up to 5 minutes and 30 seconds. And we basically covered our services we provide, who we provide to, the area that we provide to, and how we came up with our rates for those services.
So do you think you'll put this plan into action?
We've had a lot of people ask us if we would actually do that, and apparently everybody thinks it's a really good idea. I guess if there would be a time where I could do this, because currently I'm just so busy, but this would be a very feasible business for both of us to operate.
And Emily, what did you guys win?
We received $500 in cash, which was divided among the two of us, so we each got $250. And we also get $500 in scholarships for Northern and also for presentation.
And Jacob, would you recommend this to your colleagues and friends?
I would most definitely recommend this. It's a very informational experience. It shows you a lot about your community. You gain a lot of knowledge from it. And if you want to run your own business, this is an excellent opportunity to see how it runs.
Joining us now is Cassandra Reichman. She's in ninth grade, and she won third place for her big idea called Cassandra's Quilted Gifts. Good morning, Cassandra. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So tell us about your big idea.
Well, Cassandra's Quilted Gifts is a business idea that sells made-to-order and personalized quilts, pillowcases, and bags.
And how did you come up with the idea?
I like to sew and have made many quilts. I was thinking of how I could use this skill to develop a business idea which would help people with their gift buying.
So you have some marketing ideas as well for your big idea?
Cassandra's Quilted Gifts will be marketed through a website which lets the customer select the size, color, and style of their gift. The Big Idea Contest is a tremendous opportunity for high school students to be motivated to come up with business ideas and have professional business people provide tips and encouragement about how to improve the ideas. I want to thank Kelly Weaver and the South Dakota Small Business Development Center, Absolute Aberdeen, McQuillan Creative Group, and all the other sponsors who make this contest possible. And I encourage them to continue supporting the Big Idea Contest for many more years.
That's going to do it for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Arna Lee.